It's kind of a bummer. We were hoping to talk to Brent Norton. Frankly, I thought we would be talking under much different circumstances, and I appreciate Brent taking a few moments to join us here on the Morning Drive with TK on ESPN 960. BYU baseball, no way to sugarcoat it. They knew they had to play Saturday. They had to get to Saturday at the West Coast Conference Tournament to have a chance to either win it or get an NCAA at-large. Neither happened. They went 0-for-2 in Stockton, and you were there, Brent, and I know that it's some tempered disappointment based on some injuries and the fact that the season started out so well, but sometimes you run into a great arm like Gonzaga, the kid who struck out 17, and it's about pitching at this time of year, even if you have bats. So, well, kind of what was your takeaway from what happened? Not that anything happened negatively, but it was not a result that you expected.
No, Tom, it was pretty tough for the Cougars. They did run into some great pitching. As you mentioned, Brandon Bailey, who the last two times the Cougars have faced him, he hasn't gotten through the fourth inning.
Wow.
And BYU has really lit him up. I kind of got the impression after the first inning that Bailey had a little chip on his shoulder, and boy, did he ever pitch. I mean, he was throwing great. He was able to pinpoint every pitch that he was throwing, changing speeds, really had this great Cougar hitting team kind of back on their heels. And so that was a bad start to the tournament. And then came back the next day and again struggled against one of the better pitchers, Pepperdine. He's been Pepperdine's closer the entire year, named Ryan Wilson, tough left-hander, and he came out and threw fantastic. So, I mean, you got to tip your cap to the guys that were thrown against BYU, but at the same time, a huge disappointment for this team who, one time was, 18-1, 23-3.
Mm-hmm.
Their RPI was as high as 19 at one point. They were, at that point, they were just a shoo-in. I mean, they were talking regional site. Things were looking so good. And like you said, just decimated by injuries. I've never seen a pitching staff who basically lost, three of their top five guys to injury. One of them for the entire year and the other one with bad arms that they couldn't throw for a few weeks. So, what could have been, what might have been, what should have been maybe. I mean, you look back and it would have been kind of fun for BYU to have their entire squad there, and see, I think they could have made a run. I think they could have made a real run deep into the tournament, but it just wasn't to be.
You're around the team a lot, and you might have had a sense going in. Was there concern or based on what your reading of the tea leaves was there like, we have our hands full because of where we are right now, because we're not 100%, and because – other teams have. I mean, the aces. We talked about this last week. The number ones on every team, they're good. So yeah. It's a little bit of a crapshoot when you get into a double elimination with so much riding on it. And certainly, unfortunately for BYU, they kind of knew that it was NCAA or bust based on the season they had, wasn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. It was a situation where I think everybody realized that offensively we were going to have to do what we'd been doing all year, and that's
right.
Scoring about 8.5 runs a game was the average. I mean, they were top five in batting average, top five in runs scored, top five in hits, just across the board had done an incredible job, and that wasn't to be. Like you say, when good pitching will always trump good hitting, and boy, I certainly saw that last weekend.
So,
but there was some concern going in, no doubt about it. I mean, just the last 3 or 4 weeks of the season, there was concern every weekend.
Yep.
I mean, when as a head coach, you can't even name a guy beyond number two, beyond number one. I mean, Rucker got the call in the first game. Number two was Keaton Sena at Tampa. It was his first start of the year.
Wow.
His first start since his freshman year. He's a junior. And we had to run Keaton out there. And so really that was the state of the pitching staff at the end of the year. So it was very, very difficult. A lot of concern and angst and by the coaches, and just didn't know what direction to turn. And then when you throw in, Bailey just coming out and and shutting down this great Cougar team. They were off to a bad start.
Yeah.
But you know what, Tom? The Cougars were still, I mean, their RPI was still right around 50.
Yeah.
I think they were probably one of the last two teams out, even with losing two games. I mean, the thing that really sealed their fate was the Gonzaga, who had an RPI of about 30, got lost to St. Mary's in the title game. And so that means St. Mary's got in automatically, and Gonzaga was going to get an at-large, and there was no way there was going to be three West Coast teams in. So I still think there was an excellent chance that Gonzaga had come through and won the tournament. But I'll tell you, at St. Mary's, it was like I was talking to a couple of the ADs and a couple of the coaches down there, and it was like they were a team of destiny. I mean, everything they did down there, they were getting base hits, they were hitting. They were everything that could go right went right for them, and you got to give them credit. They ran through the tournament and beat Gonzaga, and now they're going to the tournament, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and it's sad. I guess it's kind of a bummer when you see, and we're certainly happy for what the kids at Utah Valley University and Utah have done during the season, and also in this most crucial time of year, winning the WAC tournament in a walk is what UVU did, and the Cougars, taking two out of three from Washington. Both teams getting to the NCAA's in shocking fashion, certainly. And it should have been three. You feel like it should have been three,
no doubt.
And you feel like, geez, with the break here or there, it could have been three.
Yeah, it's congratulations to the Utes and the Wolverines. I mean, they played when they had to. I mean, the Wolverines. I'll tell you, we outscored our first two games, I think 6-0 and 14-3. And I remember thinking after those two games, this is not a good Utah team. I mean, they really are struggling.
Yeah.
But boy, you talk about a team that turned it around. I think they ended up, 20, I don't know, they were under 500, 27-31 or something like that. But boy, when they had to play, they stepped up and played. And the Wolverines have been solid, the entire year, playing in the WAC conference. New Mexico State normally kind of the big dog in that conference when it comes to baseball, but give those guys a lot of credit. And that makes it a little bittersweet for the Cougars, who, got all the early publicity and looked like they were a sure thing, and then just came up a little short at the end.
Yeah, Utes finished 25-27. But 19-11 in a really, really stacked Pac-12, although it may have been a down year in the Pac-12 overall with the kind of talent that is typically in that conference. 19-11, and they took care of business when they had to at home. And it's interesting, where they get sent now. The Utes on the road at Ole Miss in Oxford, and UVU going to Baton Rouge to take on LSU. Clearly, they think they're going to be fodder for these SEC teams. I mean, that's at least the way the way they're seated and the way they're sent and packaged and scheduled.
Yeah, I think the big thing for Utah and Utah Valley is just to kind of stay within themselves. I mean, that's big time baseball country down there. They're going to see crowds of 12, 15,000. And it'll be a great experience for them. Great to experience that SEC feel. Great to experience that ACC feel. ACC had got 10 teams into the tournament.
That's unbelievable.
SEC had seven. And all seven of those all seven of those teams in the SEC are hosting regionals.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now, that is absolutely unbelievable. There is not a. I think the closest regional we have is to the west is in Texas.
Wow.
And that's a first.
Yeah.
The Pac-12, not even close to sniffing at a regional. Normally you'd see Fullerton or Long Beach State or somebody like that might host. I think last year. As Santa Barbara did. But boy, this year there's nothing in the West. Pac-12 did get four teams in. A little shocking to me. I'm surprised they got four, actually. But I think Arizona State, Utah, and then Washington, who finished second in the conference. So, it'll be entertaining. It'll be big time down there for Utah and Utah Valley. And if they can kind of get over that initial shock of those kind of crowds, that's big time atmosphere down there. So, it should be fun.
Yeah, no doubt. Brent Norton, a BYU baseball play-by-play man, at BrentNorton1 on Twitter. A great follow. Give us an idea how you decompress, because I know you were geared up. You had everything lined up. You had your research tools ready for this week, and now it's like they say it. It just ends with a brick wall, and it's you know, I'm trying to help you with that that you know lack of competition depression. So we're doing what we can, but is it a tough week?
Yeah, you know, I've had an entire weekend meeting with my psychiatrist, trying to get over this, and they both told me four letters: GOLF, golf. So, yep. You're going to see me a little more in the golf course. My game is going to get tuned up a little more. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of every year, it is kind of a, hey, what am I going to do this weekend? Because it's been about three, four straight months that you're pretty much tied up and locked down. But, hey, the Cougars are, you know, I think Mike Littlewood has done a fantastic job his fourth year. He loses two seniors. He loses, I would imagine, Brennan Lund, center fielder for the Cougars, who probably should have been the player of the year in the conference, will get drafted, and he'll move on, as will Michael Rucker.
Right.
But he has got the pipeline stacked with guys, new recruits coming in, missionaries coming back, not losing a whole lot off of this team. So BYU baseball is going to be there. They'll get some guys back from injury, kind of reload, bring a couple of new pitchers in. And so looking forward to the future with BYU and Coach Littlewood and what they're trying to do there.
Yeah, and nothing motivates like this kind of an ending. I mean, the coach, you know, there's not a whole lot he needs to say beyond understanding what they did, 18-1, what, 23-3, and then, you know, a disappointing ending with injuries and just facing tougher competition and not playing their best when they needed to, and that'll motivate them all through the spring and summer and during workouts. And I mean, if you're not gonna have a great ending, this is about as good as it gets for a coach in terms of getting your kids to work hard in the off season.
No question, great motivation. And I'll tell you, that dugout after that last game was a lot of emotion. You know, a lot of sadness. Mm-hmm. And these guys will learn from that. And most of them freshmen and sophomores. And like you said, I think that'll take them into next year and get them prepared even better.
Well, another thing you can do with your free time is, you know, get your ride in there for that safety and emissions that you may have been putting off, Brent. I mean, I know you don't put off any of those honeydews, but this may be something that you want to do, and I know you got a place to do it down at Lube Dock. Maybe you need an oil change, fluids topped off. You got a place to go, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Tom, it's the 31st of May, so if you've got a little number five on your license plate, today's the day. Today's
uh-huh,
your last day
that's
to
right.
get in. So when you get out of your car, go walk around the back, take a look at it, and we can certainly take care of you. That we're at 131 South State in Orem. Been there for over 30 years and pride ourselves on great service and fast and fair and friendly. And we'd love to have some new customers come in. There's no appointment necessary. We're open from 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And like you said, we can take care of all your emissions inspections. We can register your car through the Renewal Express program that the state now offers. And just kind of a one-stop shop. So we appreciate being affiliated with you guys and looking forward to a great summer.
Yeah, and they go online at lubedoc.com. They can find some coupons and other information on services you're providing. And also, of course, you mentioned Morning Drive with TK and ESPN 960, or, of course, BYU Baseball, and there's some special love coming their way, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there'll be an extra 10% over whatever coupon you bring in. So, yeah, we'd love to have those guys come in, talk a little BYU Baseball, talk a little TK in the Morning Drive, and see if we can figure out this sports world.
Last thought for you before I let you go. I know you guys are also watching what's going to go on in the Dallas area this weekend with the vote perhaps to expand and the repercussions possibly for BYU baseball. I know we haven't really talked about it much, but that's on your radar a little bit, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt. You know, we've since I started doing radio with BYU baseball, you know, we were in the WAC conference,
right.
We were in the Mountain West conference, we're now in the West Coast conference. I'll tell you, I would love probably extend my career a little bit if we could get into the Big 12. It'd be fun going down to Texas and Texas Tech and Oklahoma and and playing a little baseball. I'm certainly a proponent of the Cougars getting into a P5 conference. I think it's needed, and it's one of those things that's going to kind of put them on the map. So as far as the baseball program itself, I know they would look forward to that challenge. But we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, yep. There's so many things going on out there. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what's happening? But I think Cougars would be a great fit.
Well, we certainly appreciate your weekly check-ins, and look forward to having you on and talking more baseball as the spring and summer develop. And best of luck with your golf game now, and maybe a couple of sleep-ins, and maybe a little bit of an exhale for Brent Norton. Again, great work all season. Appreciate your contributions here on Morning Drive and a larger sense on ESPN 960 Sports with your Cougar play-by-play. Keep up the great work, and thank you so much for all you've done.
Yeah, you bet, John. Or Tom. Tell John hi, and appreciate all the good work you guys are doing, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, look forward to it. Thanks.
Thank you.